Hello, it's your host June here with another episode of June's Morning Book Club Podcast. Today, we will be talking about Magic Tree House 1. Hope you enjoy! I can connect to the characters in the book Magic Tree House 1. First, I can connect to Jack, when he has a big responsibility. It could be easy, but Jack has a little sister that goes crazy and does whatever she wants. It is hard taking care of a crazy sister, but despite this, Jack takes care of his sister. This is important because Jack shows us that whenever something that you do not like goes on, you need to at least try to stop it. Next, I can connect to Jack's little sister, Annie. Annie wants to see all these things in the place she is in now. The book does not say she is risking to see all these things, but her actions tell the reader that she does not care what the risk is. I can relate to her because there is times that you do not care what the risk is. So I can connect to Annie. This is important because in the series of Magic Tree House, you can see Annie change. Also, this book is the beginning of how Annie changes. I think this is important because whatever changes has a start to it. So these are the things I can connect to in Magic Tree House 1. Next, the theme of Magic Tree House 1 is never give up. The theme is never give up because Jack and Annie jump on something right before something was about to eat them. Also, in this book, you can see that Jack and Annie are constantly thinking of ways to get back to the treehouse. This shows that the siblings are not giving up. While the siblings are in the plains, they think about how and why they are here. This evidence shows that they want to figure things out. So as you can see, these are the reasons why I think the theme is never give up. Jack is a character in the Magic Treehouse series. Throughout the story, he shows a lot of character traits that readers can understand right off the bat. First, Jack is responsible. He is responsible because he is always taking care of all his stuff and his sister. It is a hard thing keeping track of all the things you need to do, but Jack got his sister's things covered too. Next, Jack is helpful. He is helpful because he helps no matter what. Like in the Magic Treehouse series, you can see Jack helping Morgan and Merlin with Annie. Even when the journeys are scary, Jack completes it. Also, Jack is caring. He is caring because he takes care of his sister and always tries to keep her safe. Last, Jack is smart. He is smart because he always tries to make things right and in hard situations. Jack and Annie are siblings. Jack is 8 and Annie is 7. They live in Frog, Pennsylvania. Jack and Annie goes on a walk one afternoon to get fresh air. They go into the woods and see a treehouse. Jack and Annie gets curious and climbs up the treehouse. They find lots of books. They take a look at a book, but then they get teleported to time period. They climb down the treehouse, but then something comes behind their back. What do you think happened to Jack and Annie? Check out Magic Treehouse 1 to find out. Now, I will tell you the reviews in the book Magic Treehouse 1 and the whole series. I have likes and dislikes. I will tell you some so you can see if the book is right for you. First, the likes. Magic Treehouse 1 and the series is a great starter book. I would say it's the best book to start with. It also helps improve reading skills. I started with this series and now I'm at a book that has 500 to 700 pages. If you just started to read a book, this hook will have a great impact on you. Next, the dislikes. It has short books. This is personal for me, but since I'm reading higher level books, short books are not too interesting anymore. Once I read the whole entire series in one day. It also doesn't have a trailing story. What I mean by trailing story is that the story don't go on. Since it is a short book, the adventure stops in one book, and in the next book, there's a new adventure. This is also personal, but if you do not like stories that end in one book just like me, then this wouldn't be a good book for you. This book has easy vocabulary. I have higher vocabulary in my books, so this is way too easy for me. Last, I will make the recommendations. I would say yes to anyone who wants an easy book to read. I read this in first and second grade, so it was the right book for me. I would say no to anyone who is finding a challenging book. This book is a great starter book, but it is not a good book to keep on reading for a long, long, long time. But that was my review for my Magic Trios. So that's the end of our Book Chat podcast. Please leave what your thoughts were about this Book Chat podcast in the comment section below. Thank you and have a great rest of your day.